The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Professor Luke O'Neill, the Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, is just off the plane from the most scientifically advanced country in the world, the United States of America, where he finds the scientific community dismayed.
I'd say the word is consternation. That is the best way to describe it. Now, I've met about 30 of them when I was over there. I was at two conferences. And I asked them all about you-know-what. And they're all
RFK
going,
Jr. Oh,
everything. Not just starts with Trump. They'd be more democratic. Most scientists are Democrats, it turns out, because you use your reason and your logic if you're a scientist. And then these appointments now are coming every day almost. And they're all going, what are we going to do with science and medicine? They're the two big concerns now. So I was amazed. I mean, I couldn't find a single one who spoke up for what's happening, you know. So there's a lot of upset over there.
Now, RFK, famously fluoride, we played a clip earlier of him saying the sooner it goes, the better.
Yeah.
And then his vaccine scepticism.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And of course, he's not using science, you see, in his prognostications. And he's against fluoride. And he's completely wrong with that, by the way. He's right in that high-dose fluoride can have certain nasty effects.
But we don't
like
put
anything.
High doses in.
No, it's tiny amounts. There's about 100 times the amount of fluoride in your toothpaste than there will be in water, for instance. But he's made these claims that fluoride is very damaging. And it's not scientifically not true, at least at the levels that it's in water. And then, of course, the evidence that it protects your teeth is massive. That's why we put fluoride in the water. It forms a special chemical, fluorapatite, in your enamel, and that makes your teeth much stronger and stops them getting worn away by acid. And of course, acid is a big reason for tooth decay. So he's pressing now. Now, of course, it's a strange one. He can't force states to drop fluoride, remember, unless Congress passes that. So it's a state by state thing. So, but he may well say, look, ban fluoride.
Now, what about vaccines?
Well, now that's the next one. Now, he's on record as a massive anti-vaxxer, as you know. He was the one who pushed vaccines causing autism, which was a massively damaging thing because the measles vaccine, then the uptake went down and kids died then of measles. You remember that whole story? He's a big vaccine skeptic, and that's a worry. And when I was over there, Pat, I heard that any companies now working on vaccines, their share prices have fallen because the worry would be there'd be less uptake of vaccines in America. And of course, all the doctors are going, please, you know, vaccines are the best contribution to human health.
He's trying to backtrack on some of his claims, saying that some vaccines are fine. And I was looking at stats last night. Pre-vaccine annual US cases of various conditions. Pre-measles vaccine, 530,000 cases of measles.
Yeah.
Post-vaccine, 13.
Exactly. Yeah.
Diphtheria, 200,000 cases.
Yeah.
Post-vaccine, zero.
Yeah.
Mumps, 162,000 cases. Post-vaccine, 621. Rubella, 48,000 pre-vaccine, six post-vaccine.
Yeah.
Smallpox, no cases after the vaccine. Before the vaccine, 29,000 cases. Polio, 16,000 cases after the vaccine, zero.
You've got it. And that's the evidence. The evidence is so compelling, you know. Now, he is rowing back, though. You're right. He said he has vaccinated his own children. He said he's not against vaccines, per se, but he wants more choice. Now, the problem is if a figure like that begins to doubt vaccines, that will stop a certain percent of people.
Because the herd immunity is what we depend upon.
Critical. Yeah, and measles will be a huge worry. Measles is going up, and that's a very damaging disease. It kills children. Many survive it, end up deaf, you know, because of deafness back in the 40s and 50s was measles. So again, if he begins to express doubt about vaccines, that'll have an effect. Maybe 10% less people will then allow their kids to be vaccinated, and that will give rise into these diseases. So it's causing a lot of upset, really.
And I wonder, do they think it through? Because if there's, for example, a polio outbreak in America, and we deem America as an unsafe place.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Because of the prevalence of polio.
Yeah, exactly. You never know what the knock-on effects
now,
might
be. Now, what about Dr. Mehmet Oz?
Well, first of all, the RFK thing was announced. And then yesterday, Oz is now named. And one of my very eminent medical friends over there, he's a professor of infectious diseases. He showed me his phone. Oz is now going to be in charge of health. And he couldn't get over it, you see. Now, Oz is well known in America. He was on Oprah Winfrey as a health doc. He is a surgeon. He's legitimate in that he has a medical qualification. He practiced as a surgeon. So that's the good side. But he began becoming a sort of a celebrity doctor in the media with Oprah Winfrey initially. Then he got his own show. And the problem is a lot of what he was peddling was pseudoscience.
He maintains that red onions can prevent ovarian cancer.
Yeah, these kinds of more alternative approaches. Now, again, were scientists, if there was evidence, we'd say yes, you see. But there's no evidence for a lot of the stuff that he's been going on
and
about.
And he's flogging herbs. He's the spokesperson for a company called iHerb.
He is. That's exactly right. Yeah, which again makes you a bit suspicious. But the other thing that where he really sort of damaged himself, at least among scientists, was he was pressing for hydroxychloroquine. Remember in the pandemic, chloroquine was recommended. Yeah. And again, there was never any evidence for that. And yet he was still saying, take hydroxychloroquine. And he's supposed to be a medically qualified expert. Many people watch him, remember. So it's a touch of this, but many people listen to these so-called experts, you might say, and then they're not. What? Then there's no scientific basis to what they're saying. So Oz's appointment, and he's in charge of something like a $1 trillion budget in America for healthcare. Oz.
Yeah, and he'll be looking after Medicare, Medicaid, and these are the mechanisms by which Americans enjoy publicly funded health insurance. And he'll also have a say in Obamacare, which, of course, Trump hates.
He hates that. Clearly, he's appointed him, Pat, for that reason, probably to row back on Obamacare, they reckon. Oz and Trump are cheek by jowl anyway. Mm. So clearly, Trump would want Oz to execute Trump's plans for healthcare in America.
Now, your problem is that you don't mix with the right people because you're not mixing with Trumpers who'll actually defend these ridiculous choices.
That's true. Yeah, but if you're a scientist, Pat, right, and you look at what Oz has said and what RFK has said, there's no scientific basis for what they're coming out with. And yet other people wouldn't be aware of that. They might think that what these two people are saying is true, and then people's behaviour will change. And as a result, then there's a knock-on consequences for health.
But at least the future is secure because education has been put in charge of a woman who was involved in WWF.
Well, again, talking to my eminent professor friend who's in education because he teaches like me in universities, and he nearly fell off his chair when he saw this one. So this woman, Linda McMahon, her claim to fame, Pat, is she founded the World Wrestling Entertainment Organization, WWE. A billionaire, by the way. She made lots of money from wrestling. Now, you might think wrestling's part of education, is it, Pat? Possibly it is, but still, it doesn't necessarily qualify.
Greco-Roman wrestling was a classic.
You'd wonder, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
and then
world.
You notice that she donated $6 million to the Trump campaign, so clearly he feels he must reward her. Her only link to education, Pat, is she says she once wanted to be a teacher years ago. That seems to be
and
her.
That's it.
Well, that seems to be it. She is on a couple of school boards to give her a bit of credit, I suppose. But now she's in charge of education in the US, so they're all going, what's that about? And clearly what they're saying is it's payback time from Trump because she's one of his big supporters and has to get a position.
The problem for the Republicans is that they have someone like Hegseth who's been touted as the Secretary for Defense, and there are allegations of sexual impropriety against him. And Matt Gaetz, of course, sexual impropriety allegations against him with underage girls and trafficking those girls from one state to another. However, when the boss is guilty of the same kind of things and has been convicted in a civil court, at least in one case, of the E. Jean Carroll case. I mean, very difficult for the lads in the basically in the Republican Party,
right,
having a go at these minor figures when the boss
himself, and my friend, the doctor, he said to me his brother voted Republican and now the family is split on this. And when he pressed the brother said he doesn't like a lot of what Trump has done, but he likes some of the things he's saying, and as a result they turn a blind eye, you know, to the other aspects of Trump, and they like him for other reasons, and that's why he voted.
There is a silver lining to this cloud for Europe.
There is very much so, yes. So what Europe is saying is interesting. I'm involved in this European Research Council, as you may know, and there's talk now this is Europe's opportunity. Because many scientists might want to come to Europe, and that's not an exaggeration. Especially if their funding is cut. There's a risk, you see, that they'll cut some of the science funding. In fact, that's a threat to the NIH, which is the big medical research organisation. Their budget might go down. So now we can maybe recruit in some of the stars. It used to go the other way all the time, remember. Bring some fantastic US scientists to Europe to help the European science effort. And then secondly, if we invest in science now, we'll catch up with the US, because they're going to slow down.
Yeah.
And Europe has a chance now to begin to improve its scientific
China
performance.
China will become preeminent.
Well, that's the other thing, precisely. So it's another reason why European Union should fund science. It's a way to catch up.
Finally, the whole question of the CDC, which will be under the control of a Fox journalist, basically.
Yeah.
You mightn't be able to believe a word they say in future.
Well, the big two are the CDC and the FDA, as you know. Now, they need reform. There is a view, even among my friends over there, they need to be reformed anyway. There's a bit of waste and it could be tightened up in various ways. And they were undergoing reform. But now the question is, will that be sort of affected in any way, especially with RFK in the position? And yet they're so important because the CDC is the world's preeminent infectious disease organisation. And then the FDA approves new medicines in terms of safety.
New vaccines, for example, if there's another pandemic.
Yeah. So they're really important to organisations. But the worry now would be they will somehow be damaged by this. And again, that's something that they're all very, very, very wary of too. So you never know what will happen there.
Troubling times indeed. Luke, thank you very much for joining us, for coming straight in from the airport to tell us about the mood in Scientific America.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.